Welcome back, David. I'm Calm, professional female, and before we begin, take a moment to picture a simple piece of wood in your hands. It may look ordinary, but with a few well-chosen tools, careful measurements, and some patience, it can become a shelf, a box, a stool, or something entirely your own. Woodworking is both practical and creative. It asks you to think ahead, work accurately, and pay attention to how a natural material behaves. Wood has grain, texture, hardness, and small imperfections. Learning to work with those qualities, rather than treating every board as identical, is part of what makes the craft so satisfying. This beginner overview is designed to give you a clear foundation without burying you in technical detail. You'll become familiar with the basic language of woodworking, including ideas such as cutting with or across the grain, shaping surfaces, joining pieces, and applying a finish. You'll also consider how to choose approachable materials and tools, plan a modest first project, and build habits that support safe, controlled work. Safety deserves attention from the very beginning. A sharp hand tool can often be easier to control than a dull one, while powered tools demand focus, suitable protection, and respect for their operating instructions. Good woodworking is rarely about rushing. It is about preparing the workspace, checking a measurement, securing the material, and understanding a cut before making it. Accuracy matters, but perfection is not the entry requirement. Beginners commonly make marks on the wrong side of a line, cut a piece slightly short, or discover that an assembly does not sit quite square. These moments are not separate from learning the craft. They are part of it. Each one helps develop judgment that no list of rules can fully replace. Over this concise introduction, the aim is to help you see woodworking as a sequence of understandable decisions. What are you making? Which wood suits the purpose? How will the parts be measured, cut, shaped, connected, and protected? Once those questions feel less mysterious, even a small project can become an inviting place to begin. So, as you imagine that first board on the workbench, what would you like it to become? And what must you understand before making the very first mark?